Joined by Superintendent Ian Drummond-Smith to talk about the potential plans to increase the number of police officers in Devon and Cornwall equipped with tasers. Ian, this is a chance for the public to talk to the police about these plans and for us to seek that feedback from them.
Yeah, that's right. Really interested in the public's view on this. We've had taser in Devon and Cornwall for about 10 or 12 years now. I think it's a good time to review the numbers of officers that we train and deploy with taser. I mean, currently we train about 530 non-firearms officers with taser. It's about 1/6 of the force. But of course, we're spread fairly thinly. It's a long way between Honiton and Penzance, and the public need to know that when they call us, that we can turn up with the right equipment promptly and deal with their issue.
So some of the members of the public may think that more officers with taser is actually more of a danger. From your perspective, this isn't the case.
No, I mean, the statistics are quite reassuring, I think, to the public. We looked at a four-year period, that's 2011 through to 2015. And during that time, as an organisation, we dealt with 1.3 million incidents. And we only fired taser on 306 occasions. And incidentally, that's 0.02% of all of those incidents. And we actually only got it out of holster 1,250 times of those 1.3 million incidents. So our officers are well trained, and the training will not change. There's a tough programme of selection, training, and ongoing assessment to become a taser officer. And we will maintain that training, and the public can be reassured that we deal with it very strictly and very professionally.
So if a member of the public sees an officer with taser, might think to themselves that there's more chance of that taser being used. What you're saying is actually it's more about reassuring the public rather than more opportunity of the taser being used. It's simply a case of it being more of a deterrent and equipping officers to properly deal with situations in the best and safest way possible.
Yeah, absolutely. This isn't about using taser more often. This is about making sure we can get to those sort of incidents quicker. If you're living, for example, in Torpoint Point and your nearest taser officer is in Saltash, even with blue lights, you're probably talking 20, 25 minutes before they arrive. So what we've seen actually last year in 2015, we were called to 5,068 incidents involving knives across Devon and Cornwall. So this isn't us stumbling across people with knives. This is the members of a community seeing someone with a knife or a machete, of course, in addition to those stats, seeing people with other weapons like planks of wood and baseball bats, and phoning 999 for us to come and help. So we need to make sure that we've got enough people that we can get to them quickly with the right equipment and deal with those people. So really, this is about increasing our taser response time to those sort of incidents.
And also looking at the number of assaults on police officers as well, and this being a deterrent to people not to be involved in that kind of activity either.
Yeah, we have a huge number of assaults on police officers, and I'm not talking about someone struggling with someone on the ground while they're being arrested. These are substantive assaults: bites, spits, headbutting, kicking, punching. And so far this year, up until the 1st of April, so the first 3 months of this year, 87 officers in the force were assaulted during the execution of their duty, and four of those received serious injury. And of course, we know from last year, there's a man currently charged awaiting trial with two attempted murders of two police officers after he allegedly attacked them with some power tools. So we need to ensure that our officers who go out to work every day in a dangerous environment have got the right equipment to keep them safe. So this isn't about every officer having taser. This is just about more officers having taser to make sure we've got a reasonable spread across our vast geography.
And if people want to have a view that we will listen to that feedback, they can log on to the force website.
Yeah, absolutely. We've put a survey up. We want to hear the public's feedback. The survey's there on the force website. Log in, find the survey, and please do have your say.
Thanks very much, Ian Drummond-Smith.